The crowd spilled out into the hallway and into an overflow room. Superintendent Darian Driver, who will be leaving the district in July for a job in Michigan, laid out the proposed changes in employee health care plans. They include dropping coverage for spouses who have insurance through their employers.
The second proposed change would be to increase copays for primary care physicians, specialist visits, emergency room, and urgent care. Third, to increase employee contributions for EPOs, which are exclusive provider organizations, and PPOs, preferred provider organizations, medical plans.
An analysis shows some employees would have to make higher contributions to the tune of 19%. Driver says the changes would save the district $17 million a year. A steady stream of opponents then stepped up to the mic. Kathy Geiger urged the committee to vote no to the benefit increases. She says many teachers are burnt out and experiencing health problems.
If you really want to lower the health care costs, give teachers back their time. Reduce their stress.
Another person worried about his future is Cog Hill Elementary School teacher Patrick Kenny. He says he would struggle to make ends meet under the benefit cuts.
Enough is enough. You need to pay us. You need to give us benefits. We know that teachers are the most important. So why are we the first ones to be cut? What? I won't be able to live. I want to have a kid. I want to have a family. I can't afford a ring for my girlfriend.
Board member Terry Falk says he taught in MPS for more than 30 years, and he understands the struggles teachers face. But he says if the district doesn't make drastic cuts, budget shortfalls will grow.
This year, we have a $38 million deficit that we have to bridge. Next year, we will have a $78 million deficit. In 2020, a $149 million deficit. And in 23, $177 million deficit. We will be bankrupt in about a year and a half.
Other proposed money-saving measures include eliminating bus service for 1,000 students and locating near-site health clinics for employees. Superintendent Driver is expected to deliver her budget address to the board later this month. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.